This is Forced Migration Review, Issue 62, October 2019. Repatriation with Dignity by Kerry Holloway. The Rohingya in Bangladesh and Syrians in Lebanon have different expectations of what repatriation with dignity would entail. The requirement for voluntary repatriation to be conducted with dignity has appeared consistently in humanitarian policies and guidelines since the late 1980s. The Guiding Principles on Internal Displacement, launched in 1998, for example, state that internally displaced persons should be allowed to return voluntarily, in safety and with dignity, to their homes or places of habitual residence. In its 2004 Handbook for Repatriation and Reintegration Activities, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, gives the definition of voluntary repatriation as the free and voluntary return of refugees to their country of origin in safety and dignity. Neither document, however, explicitly states what repatriation with dignity means in practice, and debates continue over the conditions needed for a dignified return. Dignity is shaped not only by culture, but also by people's experiences and expectations, both prior to and during displacement. Repatriation of affected populations who fled warfare, such as Syrians in Lebanon, and those who fled persecution and discrimination, such as the Rohingya in Bangladesh, will necessarily look different. Over the past year, repatriation has been increasingly promoted as a solution to the refugee situations of both Rohingya and Syrians. Based on fieldwork undertaken in two principal host countries, Bangladesh and Lebanon, between March and August 2018, endnote 1, it would appear that there are four main conditions that need to be in place for repatriation to take place in dignity. Repatriation must be culturally and contextually specific. It must not be the result of a false choice between an undignified displacement or an undignified return. It must not lead to further internal displacement once people return, and it must involve the displaced in every stage of the process. Research by the ODI found that all four conditions are currently lacking in the proposed repatriations of the Rohingya and Syrians. Culturally and contextually specific. For the Rohingya in Bangladesh, dignity was overwhelmingly a social concept grounded in mutual respect, whereas for Syrians in Lebanon, dignity was more often an individual concept centered on individual rights. For Rohingya interviewees in Bangladesh, repatriation with dignity must include citizenship and mean having the same rights as other citizens in Myanmar, neither of which they had previously enjoyed. As a 40-year-old man stated, quote, "Our dignity is our ability to be free in our home and have the citizenship card. Without it, how can we feel dignity?" End quote. Displaced Syrians in Lebanon who fled civil war, however, rarely mentioned citizenship rights or access to services. Many of the Syrians interviewed said that prior to their displacement, they had led comfortable lives, enjoying political participation and free healthcare and education. Despite currently being denied the same rights as Lebanese citizens and having no access to free healthcare or education, these issues were rarely mentioned when speaking about repatriation. Instead, the aspect that mattered the most to them was security, with more than 4 out of 5 people saying that they would not return until it was safe to do so. Many also mentioned the need for guarantees that returnees would not face retribution for fleeing or refusing to fight or for failing to support the winning side. As one man explained, quote, "The most important condition for dignified repatriation is security. I want to see security for me and my family." Dignified repatriation, then, must be highly contextualized. Indeed, in these two cases, Rohingya interviewees often stated that they felt dignified repatriation did not exist, as they did not expect Myanmar would ever agree to give them citizenship, whereas Syrian interviewees were more hopeful and anticipated return.